You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
I am a man of great influence and educated to a high degree.
Denver and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Show to Gale.
Thank you. Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
So I opened the show tonight with a terrific number from Adam Agee and John Souza, Patty Fahey's Grand Am, and Star of, now I can't remember what the rest of that is, Star of Munster, Patty on the Landfill, and The Glen Road to Carrick, Adam Agee and John Souza off their album Swan Try. So, Soul to Gale tonight, Roger at the microphone, and playing a variety of tunes from Scaryvore, a group that is going to be appearing around Colorado over the next, 3 days next week. And then, in order to make up for the absence of entertainers being able to appear at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival in La Vida, I'll play a lot of tunes from the artists who would have appeared there. And I played the one from Adam and John because they are going to be doing a fundraising concert in La Vida this coming weekend, along with Patsy O'Brien. And so I'm going to continue on with a couple of tunes from Scaryvore, who will be appearing at the Soiled Dove next Tuesday night on the 21st. Then that's in Denver. And then at the Armory in Fort Collins on Wednesday night, the 22nd. And then on the 23rd, they are going to be in Colorado Springs at Starburst Theater. I think that's the name of it. And anyway, lots of great music from those guys that we may have heard before because they have appeared several times. They were at the Spanish Peaks Festival a few years back. Then they appeared at the Oriental Theater with We Banjo 3. And then Celtic Events, Pat McCullough, had them on stage at the Soiled Dove for a solo appearance a couple of years ago. So here is a tune from a new single that Scaryvore just released earlier this year. It's called You and I, and it's available on their website. Or if you go to the show, you could probably buy it there. And then I will play another tune, and it is off an album they released a couple of years ago called Trip to Modera. And the album is called Evo, so Trip to Modera, not to be confused with Moderna. So anyway, here is Scaryvore, You and I.
So well, it's only you and I. Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
So you just heard two tunes from Scarivore, Scottish band that is on a tour of the U.S. They were able to get their passports stamped and get out of the country before the problems arose. And Old Blind Dogs were supposed to be in Estes Park this past weekend, and they had visas, but they weren't able to get into the embassy in London and get their passport stamped. So they were stuck in London, unable to come and play at Estes Park. But Scarivore got out of the country ahead of all that. And as I said, they will be at Soil Dove Underground next Tuesday night, the 21st. Still a few tickets available, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show. And then 22nd, they will be at the Armory Event Center in Fort Collins. And then on the 23rd, at the Stargazers Theater and Event Center in Colorado Springs. So, fun band, great energy, pipes, whistles, drums, nice guys. Speaking of nice guys, here are a couple from another really, really nice guy named Patsy O'Brien. Patsy is an Irishman currently living in Minneapolis, but he will be performing this coming weekend in La Vida, doing a fundraiser for the Spanish Peaks Festival. And I think he's doing maybe two shows. In any event, if you're in Southern Colorado and can get over to La Vida, you can see Patsy in person. So here is Shebeg Shemore in four from his album Irish Guitar, and then another track called The Magician's Daughter, original tunes from Patsy. He did an album called The Boy Patrick that featured original tunes and the story of St. Patrick. So two tunes from Patsy O'Brien, Shebeg Shemore and The Magician's Daughter. Thank you.
hollow road, it howls from either end. There's laughing dogs and there's whiskey boys, making the most of a little noise. 100 tales in every heart, the choir bends under the same old parts. The dogs disappear at night, as drunk in love by the traffic lights, and the stars sing down again. The circus came through town today, the dancing horses all on their way, in their finery. And in the crowd somebody said, you know I'm gonna jump on board someday. Oh yeah, I'm gonna run away with the magician's daughter. All done, the dues been paid, the garden's sown, the cornerstones all laid. Roll on those rainy days. The factories are made, the memories fade. The eldest boy now, he's living far away. A Polish girl rents his room these days. Oh boy, how the times have changed. Circus came through town today, the dancing horses all on their way, in their finery. And in the crowd somebody say, you know I'm gonna jump on board someday. Yeah, I'm gonna run away with the magician's daughter. With the magician's daughter. With the magician's daughter. And the stars sing down again.
Two from Patsy O'Brien, neat kind of Caribbean rhythm arrangement of the old traditional Shebeg Shemoa song, and then an original composition with a poppy kind of lilt from Patsy O'Brien. Had the Spanish Peaks Festival taken place, you would have been able to hear Patsy and Ed Miller, Kevin Burke, John Doyle, some of the players from Lunasa. And unfortunately, they just weren't able to pull it off. So you'll have to settle for listening to some of their tunes that I have plucked out of my library. And that's not to say there isn't live music available for you if you're willing to look for it. For example, coming up on the 25th, Saturday the 25th, Seven Nations is going to be performing for the Autumn Gold Beer Festival in Estes Park at the... I think they call it the Mountain Park Theater in Estes, at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And then High Kings are going to be at the Boulder Theater coming up October 19th. And I think there are still a few tickets left, not many. And then coming up in December, Wee Banjo 3 is going to be at the Lone Tree Arts Center on December 1st. They'll be in Laramie, Wyoming on December 2nd. And then they'll be swinging back south and just added a show at the Fox Theater in Boulder on December the 3rd. And tickets for that show go on sale at 9 p.m. on the 17th. And so assuming that all goes well with them and their tour, you'll be able to catch them live. Nice pre-holiday sort of treat. So a traditional artist who appeared for many years at the Spanish Speaks Festival is Ed Miller, a terrific Scotsman, singer, songwriter, storyteller, lives in Austin, and picked out a couple of his tunes, a couple of classic Scottish tunes, Broom of the Cowdenknowes and The Shearin's No For You. So here is Ed Miller, Broom of the Cowdenknowes.
Oh, blithe was I each morn to see my lass come o'er the hill. She skipped the burn and she ran to me. I welcomed her with goodwill. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom o' the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, heard in her feather's yows. We neither wanted ewes nor lambs, while the flock near was laid. I had it in no sheep every night, she cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, head in her feathers, yeah. So hard fate that I should banished be, to gang with the thee and to mourn, because I love the bonniest lass that ever yet was born. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom o' the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, heaven up faith as yours. Adieu, yon border hills, adieu, farewell our pleasures there, to wander by your side once again is all I crave or care. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom o' the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, heard in her feather's yow. Blithe was I each
morn to see my lass come o'er the hill. She skipped the burn and she ran to me. I welcomed her wee goodwill. Oh, the she ran's no for you, my body lassie. Oh, the she ran's no for you, my body lassie. Oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it went aboo, and your belly's rowing foo, my body lassie. Oh, and do you mind the banks so well, my body lassie. Oh, do you mind the banks so well, my bonny lassie. Oh, do you mind the banks of air where my heart you didn't snare and your love you didn't declare, my bonny lassie. Oh, tuck the ribbons for your hair, my bonny lassie. Oh, tuck the ribbons for your hair, my bonny lassie. Oh, tuck the ribbons for your hair, let down your ringlets fair. You've knocked no but dole and care, my bonny lassie. Oh, and tack the buckles for your shin, my bonny lassie. Oh, tack the buckles for your shin, my bonny lassie. Oh, tack the buckles for your shin, or you've wed an uncle, and your dancing days are done, my bonny lassie. So the shearing's not for you, my bonny lassie. Oh, oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie. Oh, oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it went aboo, and your belly's rubbing through, my bonny lassie. Oh,
support comes from Motus Theatre, presenting Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration. Black women leaders who were formerly incarcerated tell autobiographical stories about the injustices within the criminal legal system. Sunday, September 19th at the Dairy Arts Center and on Zoom. More information and tickets at motustheatre.org/events. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
Ed Miller, unmistakable guitar and singing, and I will miss seeing him and hearing him in person at Spanish Peaks, hopefully next year. All right, coming up now, a couple of tunes from John Doyle off his CD, The Path of Stones, an album that he released last year. And John is another of those, I guess in years past, he would have been called a troubadour, but he is a terrific guitar player, a singer, and a writer. John is a Dubliner, a Dublin man. He lives in Asheville, North Carolina now, and would have been able to perform but for the pandemic. So here are the set, Collini Reel, The Winding Stairs, Rossa's Ramblers, a set of reels from John Doyle, and then The Rambler from Claire, a song by John Doyle.
Thank you. the first of my journey that ever was known. I straight took my way to the county to roam, for among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. Was then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, but so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. Like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repaired, and in that black hole stuck the rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. The pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. And mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and the rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, and they broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The United Man, I cannot stay home in my own native land, so off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be, likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready, and the wind blows fair. He is gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Coming up to the top of the hour, when I will relinquish the microphone to my good friend George F. and his Musica Mundi program. So be sure and stay tuned for that. And be sure and Stay tuned next month when I will return with a lot of new music that I picked up at the Estes Park Festival, the Longs Peak Scottish-Irish Highland Festival, from Sire, a Celtic rock band out of Columbia, South Carolina, the Burns Brothers, Irish family now living in Florida, Scooter Muse from Alabama, North of Argyle, High Energy Celtic Rock Band from Tampa. And then if I can arrange it, I will have an interview with a review of a new novel written by Alan Kirwan. Alan is a former member of the political Irish East Coast band called Black 47, and he's also a very, very talented novelist with several novels published by big houses. And then if you are around next weekend and have an interest in Irish history and culture, the American Conference for Irish Studies, the West Regional Conference, will be held on the Auraria campus under the auspices of CU Denver, September 23rd through the 26th. And you can find a lot more information about all of the programs. Some of them will be live, some virtual, some at the Molly Brown Museum, some in Leadville, some on campus. But Google American Conference for Irish Studies West Regional Conference and see what all of the offerings are. So I'm going to close out with most of a tune from Kevin Burke and Michael O'Donnell, Lord Franklin, and then as much of Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from Lunasa as I can fit in before the top of the hour. So you've been listening to Shoulder Gale with Roger Hera on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thanks for tuning in, and come back and listen again next week when I think Natalie will be at the microphone.
Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream, and I thought it true. Concerned Franklin and his gallant crew, with 100 seamen he sailed. Frozen ocean among the main to seek a passage around home, where we poor seamen do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships they may ship on mountains of ice was drawn. Only the Eskimo in his skin canoe was the only one that ever came through. Fate of Franklin, oh my. some can tell. Lord Franklin, the sails do well.
Raíces Brewing Company, que presenta Suave, un festival de cerveza artesanal el sábado 18 de septiembre de 12 a 6 p.m. en Steam on the Platte en Denver. Suave es una celebración de comunidad, cultura y cerveza latina en la que se presentarán cervecerías artesanales latinas, camiones de comida, actuaciones musicales de Mono Verde, Los Mocochetes y más. Boletos y más información en suavefest.com.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi.